Traffic Minute.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Obviously, it was very heavy, and it was a sort of a bit of a task to try and actually watch it. But I kind of felt, I felt no sympathy, no empathy for the gentleman. Sorry, I've forgotten his name.
Eddie.
But equally, I equally feel what's going on at the moment doesn't work. We still, you know, they said one in six children will be abused when they get to 16. If that was an infectious disease that was, you know, spreading to one in six children, we'd be screaming and ranting and raving. So if there are men and women out there who haven't actually abused a child but, you know, regard themselves as attracted to children, they need help. And if someone's coming forward to say, look, this is me and I need help, then I think we should give it. There should be something there for them, because they're identifying themselves as, say, no sympathy, no empathy, but surely there should be some support, something for them to sort of... Can't find the right word. Sorry.
No. I know what you mean. That's the kind of point I got watching it last night, Sue. Is I felt that they were telling us it felt a bit piecemeal. It was like having a rubbish buffet when there's loads of little things, but none of them are making you feel full. So it didn't say this could happen to make you better. Do you see what I mean?
I appreciate that, and I think, there is the point in that you'll never not be a paedophile. But maybe there is the point of teaching people in whatever way on how to deal with those urges, deal with those wishes, even on a practical basis, deal with other people, you know, who probably want to kill them. That wouldn't be my thought, but I, you know, equally I can understand why people would want to do that.
No, it's complete knee-jerk, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But equally, as I said, I think it was 60, 70% of paedophiles are actually in the family. So it's not the people outside you necessarily have to worry about. It's the people literally around you and close to you.
And that, actually, that's alarming in itself, because then you start looking sideways at everybody. So, it's a natural reaction. I mean, did you feel that the programme offered any solutions?
I think what it showed was that we have to start thinking radically. We have to start thinking what's going on at the moment isn't working. It hasn't worked. We're finding more and more about... You know, individual people are feeling maybe they're able to say with a little bit more ease than they ever did before that they were abused or they're being abused. There are things in the support, but it's still not working. And I liked the piece. I can't remember the words, but at the end of the programme, they were saying that we owe it to the next generation of children. That are we in 30 years, 20 years' time going to find, again, one in six children saying they've been abused in various places?
That was quite haunting, wasn't it, with the little girl sort of spinning on a hill?
Oh, that was, absolutely. That kind of freaked me out, actually, more than the rest of the programme.
Yeah, weirdly, tell you what bit freaked me out, Sue. You know when they were talking about that paedophile information exchange from the 70s?
Oh, yes.
And there was a bloke, good-looking fella with brown hair, wearing a really nice cream sweater. I don't know why that stuck in my head. And just talking completely dispassionately about relationships with kids. And that was a proper feeling sick moment, that was.
But that was, I can remember the adverts. I can remember there being adverts around Coventry.
Really?
Absolutely. There were, you know, there were things plastered on, you know, on derelict shops and places. I can remember that very well, and the kind of sickening feeling when you heard people talking about it as if, well, maybe it could be acceptable. You know, and it was a very sickly thing to see and hear people talking about.
Oh, so, honestly, I can't imagine what that must have felt like for
pretty
for
horrendous.
You. Yeah.
I get the point about what the lady from the Survivors International is saying about, you know, the lack of funding even for survivors.
Yeah.
I was lucky. I got support from an organisation called Safeline in Warwick, who are absolutely superb. But they're a charity. They rely on donations. So maybe I can understand maybe there would be problems with funding for, what would you call it, support for people who are paedophiles.
What would you like to see happen, Sue? Do you think the government should be stepping in to do more?
I think it has to be. It has to be something online. It has to be something that's maybe offered either by an NHS-type programme or... The problem is if a charity does it, and I get all that, it then becomes dependent so much on funding. There needs to be something so someone can safely, and I say safely, go to a doctor or go to somebody health-wise and tell them what the situation is and then get pretty immediate support.